It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Form Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Form Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Form Recovery Internet Radio.
And welcome, sports fans. This is Chase Kaiser and Brian Patch here with you at Mount Pleasant in Newton High School as our Fort Recovery Indians are taking on the Newton Indians in a non-conference game here tonight. Newton is coming in with a 10-11 record overall and 6-5 in the WOAC, which is the Western Ohio Athletic Conference. And last night, the Newton Indians lost to the Bradford team, who we beat earlier in the year, 64-57. And our Fort Recovery Indians are coming off of a victory last night, beating the New Knoxville Rangers 56-29. And JV action here at Mount Pleasant. The Indians came away with a 58-31 victory to improve their record to 12-9 on the season under Coach Toby Metzger. And Chase, I think tonight is going to be all about for our Fort Recovery Indians trying to stay on track of where we've been and try to continue to stay hot going into tournament time.
Yeah, I agree. Especially watching the JV, you see those Newton they've been full court pressing for that whole game, and a lot of their points from that game only came off fast break. So as long as we stay steady to our defense and work hard and prepare for, as you said, tournament coming up in a week or two now.
Yeah, so we got tonight over here with Newton, and then we got next Friday night at the Fortside Fieldhouse and senior night against the New Bremen Cardinals, who last night, I'm not sure, Chase, if you saw any scores or not, but a couple popped out to me, and that one was New Bremen beat Minster. I saw Neil had down 85-42. I saw on Twitter today it was 85-24 is what I saw on Twitter last night. So and today, so you know that is a ugly score from New Bremen and Minster, which I know is a rivalry game, and you know that score that we put on Minster last week was not near that. But and also Versailles beat Marion 56-48, so that's a huge opportunity there. So next week in MAC play, of course, we're out of the race, but Marion Local is 7-1 and taking on the Delphus St. John's Blue Jays 6-2. If Delphus can beat Marion at Marion, there'll be a split up top with those teams, with Marion and St. John's, and if we can knock off Bremen, then those two would split it. If Bremen can beat us and St. John's beats Marion, then there's a three-way tie at the top with the New Bremen Cardinals, St. John's Blue Jays, and the Marion Local Flyers. So,
yep, it'll be interesting to see how it all turns out. And now that we all have our tournament draw, everybody's just getting better, and now it's going to start to count once we get into the tournament.
Absolutely. Let's take a break, pay some bills, and we'll be back here with about 4.5 minutes to go to tip time with the new Newton Indians versus our Fort Recovery Indians.
Have you checked out Wayne IGA's grab-and-go section lately? You know by now that they carry the popular GenFit meals, but did you know they also have a lot more items ready to go? There are fresh store-made subs, freshly cut fruit cups, several kinds of wraps, and more. And they have their store-made barbecue pork, roast beef, and cream chicken. Also, there are hot meals ready to go at their deli. If you need something quick but you don't want junk food, Wayne IGA has it for you.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Welcome back to the Wayne IGA pregame show. We're here with Coach Bob Leverett, and we're at Newton tonight in Pleasant Hill. They seem to have a similar record to us. What do we need to do to come out with a victory? What are we going to expect from them?
Well, they've got two kids that are averaging around 14 a game, so we've got to keep them in check. Other than that, we just got to basically come out and execute our game plan, which is going to be, you know, get up, pressure the ball, be in good help side, and hopefully score the ball a little bit tonight.
All right. So we'll see how that all goes tonight, Coach Leverett, and your mom's making faces in the background. We'll be back with the rest of the Wayne IGA pregame show right after this from Hastings Auto Sales.
Hello, I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, and Z Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
And we're back at Pleasant Hill as our Fort Recovery Indians are taking on the Newton Indians in a road non-conference game here late in the season. Again, 1 week away from the end of our regular season and the start of tournament. And speaking of that, our girls are going to be playing in tournament next week on Wednesday Lincoln View as they take on the Coldwater Cavaliers at 6 o'clock. And then when we win that game, we'll be playing at Lincoln View on Saturday against Delphus Jefferson, who got the bye. And then our boys team will be in action following 2 weeks at St. Mary's and on Tuesday the 21st at 7:30 as we take on the New Knoxville Rangers. 10 and 11 is the record there, sir. And we'll get ready for the national anthem, and we'll be back.
Hi, I'm Jen Thompson from Generation Fitness, and I have some great nutrition news for Fort Recovery and the surrounding area communities. I'm partnering with Wayne IGA, and the Gen Fit and Fresh meals are going to be available there. There'll be single servings, family-style meals, snacks, and desserts in their grab-and-go section. If you've been curious about our Gen Fit and Fresh meals, here's a great way to try them out. If you're already a big fan, you don't have to wait until after your class at Generation Fitness to pick them up. Just grab what you want, when you want, when you're getting the rest of your groceries at Wayne IGA. We'll rotate the meals occasionally so you can try them all and get a good variety of nutrition to you and your family. Wholesome, nutritious meals made with fresh ingredients now available right there in your local grocery store. Stop in at Wayne IGA and try Gen Fit and Fresh meals.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. At K&L, we know that great choices lead to great results. Get great results this spring with the Great Plains Turbo Max or Turbo Chisel. The Turbo Chisel slices and incorporates residue in the top 8 to 12 inches of soil while leaving the surface level enough for a single pass tool in the spring. The Turbo Max offers agronomic benefits of both spring vertical tillage and fall residue management with gangs and angle from 0 to 6 degrees. Visit K&L to see how these rugged vertical tillage tools from Great Plains can help your farm this spring.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
Welcome to today's game. This is Paul Keels, and you know how much I love broadcasting the Buckeyes, but I also love high school sports. On behalf of the OHSAA, let's all do our part to set a good example and make this a fun and safe experience for the kids involved. I know this game means so much to the players, coaches, and fans, but high school sports are about much more than the wins and losses. They teach life lessons that will be with the players long after their playing days are over. Good luck to both teams, and remember to respect the game.
All right, we're back again. Chase Kaiser and Brian Patch bringing you action from Pleasant Hill as our Fort Recovery Indians are taking on the Newton Indians. And tonight was Hall of Fame night for the Newton Indians. And for the class of 2023 inductees, they had Chris Buccio. He was a basketball player and baseball player, basketball and baseball player. Brady McBride, and he was a cross-country athlete as well as a track athlete. And Madison Moulette, and she was a softball cheerleader and basketball player. So those were the three inductees coming in tonight for the Newton class of 2023, which our Indians just had ours a couple weeks ago. So for our starting lineups for Fort Recovery Indians, it's going to be the same line we've been going with all season long. That's zero, Landon Post, a six-foot senior. Number 10, Troy Holman, a six-foot junior. Number 12, Rex LaBrette, a 6'4 junior. Daniel Patch, a 6'7 senior, and Kale Ramoy, 6'5 senior for Coach Bob Leverett. Again, our Indians coming into tonight are 12-8, and the Newton Indians are 10-11. And for their starters tonight, let's see, they just got them up here on the board. So they have Hudson Montgomery, Aiden Kelly, Aaron Colvin, Mason Broomball, and Harold Osborne. There's no S in there. Osborne, I'm assuming. And the Indians do retain the ball. Start off here. Landon Post has it on the left-hand side. Skips it across to Rex Lorette. Looks like they're in a zone. Looks like a 1-3-1. Half-court trap. Landon Post for three on the left-hand side. No good. Comes up, and Mason Broomball, a senior. Got the rebound. They don't have sizes on these, but these guys look like some pretty good athletic-looking kids here. Cal Rimmel with the steal on Broomball. Coming down on the right-hand side. Stops, turns, skips past Troy Holman. Back to Cal Rimmel on the right-hand side. Skip over to Daniel Patch, and three for Daniel. Way short on that shot. And it's going to be Newton's ball out of bounds. And the Indians do pick up in a 2-2-1 full court press. And deflected pass.
Ooh, no, I never.
It's going to be a foul called on Landon Post. His first, Indians first. Kelly's going to trigger the ball in for the Newton Indians. Gets it up top to Montgomery, guarded by Troy Holman. Skip pass from right to left over here to Colvin. Back to Montgomery. Ball screen coming up. Pick and roll action. Swung to the other side. Deflected pass there by Kel Rammel. Kelly picks it up. Skips it over to Montgomery for three. Good. Auburn for three. Giving him his first points on the night and opens up the scoring for either team. Indians break the 1-3-1 here, or full court pressure into half court. Landon Post has it on the right-hand side. Skip pass to Kel Rammel on the left. Kell drives baseline, pull up, jumper off the glass, strong. Rebound Newton, looking to push it in transition. And missed layup in transition is Kelly. Troy Holman with the rebound. Pushing in transition, comes down, up off the glass, no good. Troy Holman gets the ball back, jump hook, no good. Newton gets the ball. He needs to have some good looks right there, Chase. We're just missing some nice chances.
I agree. This is very similar to what it was in the JV game, where it's a very fast-paced game running up and down the floor.
Up and down, and nice pass in there from Daniel Rex Leverett, and possibly got fouled, and they don't call it. Missed shot. All right, now Newton's coming right back, pulls up a three in transition. No good. Daniel Patch with the rebound. Missed shot there by Brumball. Coach Leverett says, put the brakes on, fellas. K&L Tractor's first quarter scoreboard here with 5.5 to go. Sees our Indians trail 3-0. Newton's long enough here that they're really giving us fits in this 1-3-1. Trying to find some open gaps, and we're struggling. Cal Ramel does get the ball on the left-hand side, leaves his feet on a pass. Got away with one there. Gets it to Daniel Patch inside. Kick out to Kel Rammel. No good on three, but Coach Leverett takes a 30-second timeout. Let's take one with him.
The Fort Recovery VFW will be hosting their annual cancer dance on Saturday, March 4th. Roger Demange and Rick Hine will be providing the entertainment. It's open to the public, and there will be lots of things going on that night, including a 50-50, a silent auction, a live auction, and lots more. The funds raised will benefit the Cancer Association of Mercer County and the local VFW Victims and Survivors Fund. You don't want to miss this year's Cancer Dance at the VFW, Saturday evening, March 4th, open to the public. Doors open at 6 o'clock.
Again, we're back here at Pleasant Hill. Our Indians are trailing the Newton Indians, 3-0, 5:03 to go in the first quarter. The Indians ball on the side. On your radio dial, be from left to right. We happen to be right behind Bubba Stogler in the scorer's bench here, so opposite of us, and we're sitting right behind our team bench. Lane of Post has the ball on the right-hand side. Again, Newton's in a 1-3-1, trying to take away our inside game, but also I think trying to stop our penetration game as well here that makes it a very difficult turnover on Troy Holman. Oborn with the ball in transition. Nice little jump stop, but lost control of the ball, and they're calling for a travel.
You said earlier how these guys definitely have some length on us keeping that zone. And although a little bit smaller, they definitely are pretty comparable in size to our guys.
Yeah, overall we're obviously bigger, but you know, the Oborn kid is probably 6'5", 6'6". He's on a wing. They have another kid over here, Colvin. He's probably 6'4", 6'5". We get the ball inside to Cal. Ramel goes up. Definitely a foul, and they don't call it. But, you know, they're making it tough on us on our wing passes. So, in transition, it's going to go off of the Fort Recovery Indians. Troy knocked it away in transition, up for a layup, knocks it off. And it's going to be Newton's ball underneath. Coach Leverett's still upset about the foul, and I 100% agree with him. Cal got hammered on that they didn't call. They do trigger it in. Cal Ramel with the steal, pushing it up. Right now, him and Landon are 2-on-2. Kel, wild shot. Probably got head again, and they don't call it. Oborn with a rebound. Indians are picking them up. Token full court here. Kelly has him on the left-hand side. Swings it over to Broomball. No good. Troy Holman with the rebound. Pushes it up to Kel on the right-hand side. Skip past the Landon post. Landon drives in from the baseline. Skips it back up to Rex. Well, Rex looks to drive. Going to be a foul. Reach in on Aiden Kelly. He's definitely the smallest player on the floor. If I had to guess, since they don't have sizes, I'm guessing he's probably, what, about 5'7", 5'8", Chase?
I would agree. But he's quick. He's running up and down the floor for him. Daniel over to Landon. Landon up top. Three-point line. Throws back to Troy Holman. Troy Holman drives in, tosses it to Daniel. Daniel into Kale. Kale goes up for a layup.
Oh, my goodness.
Gets fouled again. Gets his own rebound. Jeez, tosses it in. They don't call the foul on him.
That was an obvious. You could hear that over here. Kale takes it up strong and finishes it. Should have been in one of those and-one plays. Indians shift to a matchup 2-3 here. Again, 3:15 to go in the K&L Tractor first quarter scoreboard. It's 3-2 Newton leads. deep three from the right side. No good for Oborn. Rebound Newton. Turnaround jumper. No good. It's going to be off of Rex Leverett. Does save it. Host of Indians players there knocked the ball out of bounds, and Rex went after it and saved it. Kells walking across the floor. Drives in, kicks over to Daniel Patch. He turns down a three, deflected pass. Cal Ramble's able to collect it. Over to Rex Leverett. Rex spins, throws back to Troy Holman on the right-hand side. Daniel Patch has it on the left-hand side. Up to Troy Holman. Again, they're taking away our drives, taking away our high posts. Pass was this 1-3-1, making it really difficult on us. Deflected pass. Landon does recover it, drives baseline, and they're calling an offensive foul on Landon for a hook. So offensive foul on Landon. They're calling for a hook, so it'd be Newton's ball.
Number 50, Newhouse. Number 1, Peters. Number 3, Tucker.
Montgomery's walking it up, closely guarded by Holman. Stop, throws over on the left-hand side to Oborn. Oborn drives in there, nice reverse, and finishes it off the glass, giving him all five for the Newton Indians. Troy Holman swings it over to Rex Leverett. Rex drives in, takes it up, no good. Cal Ramo with an a rebound, but comes down and on a twisted ankle, rolls that ankle. Falls down on that. Let's take a break. Chasen will be back as they spend some time here with Cal. He's in some pain, so we'll be back.
The Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club will host their annual pork chop dinner on Tuesday, March 14th from 4 to 6 p.m. Meals are $9 a piece and are pre-sale only. You can pick up your meals at the Fort Recovery Elementary School preschool and kindergarten entrance. You must purchase your tickets by March 1st. Meals include a pork chop, baked potato, applesauce, and a roll, all catered by Wendell's Barbecue. The proceeds will benefit the FRHS SAD Club and the Academic Booster Club. Tickets are available from any FRHS SAD member or in the Fort Recovery High School office. Please make your checks payable to Fort Recovery Academic Booster Club.
We've been part of the Fort Recovery community for longer than most can remember. We're your neighbors, and we love our community. You can trust us for honest advice when you're ready to take on your next home project. We specialize in Milwaukee power tools, but we have a variety of others. Since 1916, one thing has always been our lasting tradition: outstanding, friendly customer service. Experience the tradition of Wangler Ace Hardware. It's all here.
And we're back, and Kel was able to walk off the floor there very gingerly, so we'll see how that progresses. Reese Guggenbiller and Riggs Toby check in for Daniel Patch and Kel Ramel. As soon as I say that, Kel's coming back to the scorer's table. Missed shot there by Newton. Riggs Toby does get a rebound and brings it up against, throws it over to Landon. Again, Newton's in a 1-3-1. Landon thinks about a three, throws it over to Troy on the right-hand side. Troy dribbles back up to the wing. Skip pass over to Riggs. Reese Guggenbiller. Skip pass back to Rex Leverett. Rex shoots a three. No good. Rebound. Quinn Peters. 1:13 to go in the first quarter. K&L Tractor scoreboard. Our Indians are trailing 5-2. And Landon Post picks up the foul there. And so Cal Ramble steps in for him. Third team foul for the Indians. Montgomery has the ball up top. Throws it into Max Newhouse, who just checked in. That's a big-looking sophomore there.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely fills out that uniform. Drive by Peters. Stop pull-up jumper by Quinn Peters. No good. Deflected pass. Picks up by Tucker. Tucker over to Oborn. Missed shot, but Montgomery picks up the ball, throws it to Peters, gets it inside to Oborn. Probably should have been a foul on a couple of Indians, and they don't call it. We got away with that. Nice little step through move by Oborn. Missed shot right there. And they're going to call foul on Rex Leverett. has about six or seven missed shot opportunities right there that we got bailed out on, as they fortunate enough to miss all of those, but they are to the free throw line here. It's Hudson Montgomery, senior. 5'9 senior. Hits the first one. Giving Newton a 6-2 lead. 31 seconds here to go. Hits the second. Coach Leverett talked in our pregame about looking for some offense, and we're not finding it right here, right now. That's for sure. We got 2 points.
Yeah, our guys definitely need to. I feel like we're rushing a little bit right now, but just pull it in, getting our sets.
Yeah, right now we got 15 seconds to go in the first quarter. Obviously, we're looking to hold for one shot, but this 1-3-1 is definitely giving us trouble. Troy Hillman kicks over to Reese Guggenbiller. Troy swings it over to Kel Rammel. Deep three at the buzzer, hits that one. Kel has all 5 of our points. Right now is our Indians trail at the end of 1-7-5. We'll be back.
K&R Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget too. And if you have a claim, we'll be here for you too. Step inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
And welcome back to Newton, where Fort Recovery is down 5-7 after a 3-point basket made by Kale Rammel at the end of the first quarter here. Boys are coming back out to start the second quarter.
On the floor for the Indians, we have Holman, Dews, Toby, Guggenbiller, and Rammel. And it will be Newton's ball, and our second quarter sponsor is Fort Recovery Insurance. And the Indians are struggling here on the offensive side of things. Hopefully we can continue to guard here and not give up easy transitions. Tucker has the ball, throws it up to Montgomery. Over to Colvin, back to Tucker. Swings it back up to Quinn Peters, who's our leading scorer with 14 points a game. Nice crossover pull-up jumper right there by him, and hits that one. You can see why he's our leading scorer. That looked pretty dang smooth. Troy Holman quickly down the floor from Kel to Troy, back to Kel, and Kel's able to find that. Right now it's 9-7. We say that, and we give up a layup on the other end, uncontested. We got to get back on that. That's point guard's responsibility right there. Kel Rammel with the finger roll, misses that. Rebound, Oborn. Newton's looking to push him right back in transition. I think that should have been a goaltend on Kel.
At that point, I think the ball already was.
It was close. Three for Oborn, missed shot. Rebound by Montgomery, still by Kel Rammel. Newton player goes up to lay it off the glass, and Kel goes up and smacks the backboard. And it's one of those close bang-bang plays with the ball hitting off the backboard and Kel smacking the backboard at the same time. So you can hear Coach Leverett yell instructions right there, trying to get our guys organized. Alex Deuce has the ball on the baseline, up to Kel Rammel on the wing. Deep three for Kel Rammel. Good. At least Kel Rammel showed up tonight for the Indians. He's got all 10 for the Indians. We just took a 10-9 lead here in the second quarter. Tucker has the ball up top to Montgomery. Montgomery dribbles to the right over to Peters. Peters back to Tucker. Tucker skip pass to Peters. Three from him, and he hits that one.
Peters for three.
He's got 39 on the year right there, makes 40. Give him the Newton Indians, I should say, 12-10 lead. Kel Rammel shoots a deep three, misses it there. Goes for offensive rebound. Going to be a tied ball between him and Hudson Montgomery. going to be Fort Recovery's ball. 5:45 to go in the Fort Recovery second quarter scoreboard. Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter scoreboard. Cal Ramos looking to trigger the ball inbounds. Let's get past the Riggs. Toby over to Troy Holman on the left-hand side. Again, Newton's in a 1-3-1 defense, and it's giving the Indians some fits here as we're struggling from the three-point line and also stopping our drives. Almost a turnover on Alex Dews and is able to recover the pass, grabs the ball back, and gets thrown off of a Newton Indians defender, so it'll be Indians ball underneath. Troy Holman triggers it in to Riggs. Back to Cal Rem on the left-hand side. Cal thinks about a three, drives in. Finger roll misses. Oborn with the rebound. Looking to push in transition, or is Newton? Nice pass ahead, and scoring is Hudson Montgomery.
Newton has a guy running down the floor almost immediately off the rebound, which could be bad for us if we're not careful and get back.
Yep, and Riggs Toby picks up an offensive charge call right there, and that's his second foul on Riggs. We want to be able to push him right back in transition, but we also got to make sure we stop and be under control right there, which we weren't. Reporting 5:08 to go in the second quarter. Indians are putting some full court pressure on. 2-2-1. Tucker throws it across to Peters on the right hand side. Back to Tucker on the left. Indians stay in our matchup. 2-3. Gets the ball to Montgomery inside. Nice ball movement right now by the Newton Indians. Peters has it on the right-hand side, knocked away by Riggs. Toby back up. Good ball movement again. Turnover, though. Cal Rammel gets the ball, pushing it up. Crossover from right to left. Picks up his dribble, throws it back to Reese Guggenbiller for three. No good by Reese. Out of bounds on the Fort Recovery Indians and over to the Newton Indians.
Reporting in the Indians. Number 10, Ty
Shower. We see our Newton Indians are leading right now. Our Fort Recovery Indians, 14-10. Montgomery's walking the ball up. Over to Peters, back to Montgomery. Swings it over to Schreier. Back to Montgomery on the right-hand side, looking to get it to Peters in the corner, which they do. Drives in, and nice little one-dribble pull-up. Giving him 7 on the night, 16 for Newton. 10 for our Fort Recovery Indians. Cal Rammel has the ball up top. Drives in, stop. Definitely fouled there and late on the whistle, but they do make the call. So Cal will be going to the Hall Brother free throw line.
Number 10, Shower, Rammel shooting 2.
Cal's going to step up for 2 free throws. That's Newton's second team foul. I was getting a little concerned, Chase, they weren't going to call that one.
Yeah, it was a little rough in that first quarter, but after Cal got hurt, I think the refs woke up a little bit.
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. They started to call a little bit more. They definitely had a time crunch. They had to be someplace because they were not blowing the whistle. Missed one free throw, I should say. Second one, Landon Post gets an offensive rebound over to Cal Rammel. Swings it over to Troy Holman. Troy splits him. Kicks out to Cal Rammel for a three. Good for Cal. Kel's even turned around asking, I got hit on the arm again. Kel has all 14 of the Indians' points right now. As our Indians trail by 2, 16-14 with 3:30 to go here in the Fort Recovery Insurance second quarter scoreboard. Turnover on the Newton Indians. Cal Rammel picks up the loose ball, pushes ahead to Reese Guggenbiller. Reese drives down, throws back to Cal Rammel. Cal drives in, shoves the guy off. Yep, they call a foul. Kel did hit that one. But they call an offensive foul on Kel, ducking his shoulder and shoving him off. I probably agree with that call.
Yeah, you can tell Kel was getting a little frustrated by getting picked on. But
yeah, he got into Kel, and Kel just kind of shoved him away. But Rex Leverett checks in to replace Riggs Toby. So we got Guggenbiller, Post, Holman, Leverett, and Ram on the floor. It looks like Newton's going to take a timeout, full timeout. We'll take one with them as the Indians trail. Newton Indians, 16-14.
What's up, y'all?
What's up, y'all?
We're the Fort Recovery Lady Indians softball team. And I'm Sophie Pearson.
I'm Ella Shane.
I'm Emma Will.
I'm Ava Shane.
And I'm Jenna Holman.
And we're having our annual pulled pork fundraiser. The tickets are just $9 each, and you get one of Wendell's Barbecue's famous pulled pork sandwiches, mac and cheese, applesauce, and chips.
The dinners will be available on Sunday afternoon, March 12th, and you can just drive by and pick them up at the St. Joe's store from 4 to 6 p.m.
Contact any of us on the softball team for tickets, and they'll also be available at all the home boys and girls basketball games.
Don't miss out on the girls' softball team's annual barbecue pulled pork dinners available on Sunday, March 12th at St. Joe's store.
See any of us on the team to get your tickets by early March. Get them today.
We appreciate all of your continuous support. Bye.
Love ya.
And we're back at Pleasant Hill as our Fort Recovery Indians are trailing the Newton Indians by 2, 16-14. With 3:19 to go in the second quarter. It's going to be Newton's ball on the side as they took a full timeout. Looks like Ty Schreier, a 5'8 junior, is going to trigger it in.
Indians pick him up in a full court press. Troy Holman on it. Not full court press, men, sorry.
Montgomery has the ball over to Peters, trying to get it into Oberon. Knocks it away as Cal Ramon picks up the loose ball. Kel's driving from right to left, throws over to Landon Post. Kel then gets into the high post, free throw line area, is able to receive the ball, turn and goes up, and no good. Puts it back up and finishes. Missed his first shot, way to stay with it. Lays it in. But right now, scoring is pretty simple for the Indians. Cal Ramon has all 16 of our points. I can figure this math out, Chase. Peters has the ball for the Newton Indians. We're right in front of us on the left-hand side looking for a ball screen from Ober. Dives in there as we switch. Right now, mismatch for them if they want to try to get it into him. It's Troy Holman's guarding. Peters has the ball on the right-hand side. Over to Montgomery. Turns and face. Shot fakes. Drives baseline. Throws over to Ober. Three for him and good.
Ober is the three.
Giving him 8 on the night. Newton takes a 3-point lead again, 19-16. Landon Post has the ball. Skips it over to Reese Guggenbiller. Goes over to Troy Holman. Going to be a foul on Hudson Montgomery. That's their third team foul, and our faithful Fort Recovery fans here give a sarcastic clap for that one. That's only the third team foul, so in a rough physical game to have three fouls is a little unusual. Landon Post has the ball, skip pass to really no one. Troy Holman does go get it, throws it back to Landon, over to Rex Leverett. Rex shoots a three, no good. Tipped away, Reese Guggenbiller picks it up, throws over to Kel Ramo on the left-hand side in the corner. Drives in, one dribble pull-up, no good. Rex Leverett with the rebound, no good. Reese Guggenbiller with it, kicks out to Landon Post. Landon Post lets a three fly, going to be fouled on the shot. Ty Schreier picks up the foul, so Landon Post will be going to the free throw line to shoot three free throws on the Hall Brothers free throw line. Looking to get somebody else, not named Cal Ramo, not wearing number 22 for the Indians on the school board here. Landon dribbles and gets one. He's got two more here coming. Our Indians trail by two. Be nice if he could hit all both of these right here. And he hits that one, Chase, so we can get a tie ball game here with a minute and 26 to go in the second quarter.
And as you said, Cal with all of our points and now Landon with two. And it's still only a one-point game. If we get our other guys to start making their shots here, it could be a different story completely.
Absolutely. We missed some really good looks tonight. Landon Post hits all three of them. Our best free throw shooter for sure in that 80% clip in there, high 70s. We do pick him up full court, and Newton's able to break it, walking it across. Oborn has the ball, drives in, throws it up off the glass, no good. Cal Ramo with the rebound. Kel's walking it up. Dribbles to the right-hand side. Comes back. Spins, throws over to Reese Guggenbiller. Reese lets a three fly. No good. Troy Holman with the rebound. And Troy gets fouled. So Troy's going to be going to the Hall Brother free throw line. 55.9 clicks to go in the second quarter. It's a tie ball game right now, 19-19. Troy Holman has a chance to change that. Dribbles two time, eyes and flies, and no good. Griggs Toby's checking in for Landon Post. Landon not in any foul trouble. Griggs does have two, though. Troy gets a second chance. And hits that one. Giving the Fort Recovery Indians a one-point lead here. Under a minute to go. Picking him up full court. Quinn Peters is able to break the pressure. Picks up his dribble and hands off to Hudson Montgomery. Over to Oborn. He drives in from the left. Stop, pops. And around the rim and down and in. Riggs Toby has the ball on the right-hand side. Indians are, Fort Recovery Indians are trailing by one here with 27 seconds to go. Reese dribbles in, picks up his dribble, throws over to Riggs. We're holding the ball, looks like, for one shot, 15 seconds. Reese has it on the right-hand side, dribble handoffs to Kel Ram on the left. Kel has it at the top of the key now. Back away dribbles. Kel dribbles in and settles for a deep three, no good. Going to be out of bounds on us and be Newton's ball. 0.8 seconds to go on the clock. I'd like to see us get a little better shot right there, Chase.
I agree. We had the chance to do it if just get out of where the other guys are and just.
Yep. Long baseball pass, no good. Reese Guggenberg picks it off. So going into halftime, our Fort Recovery Indians are trailing the Newton Indians 21-20.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
Is Arnold there?
Well, we don't have an Arnold working here.
Arnold doesn't work anywhere.
Is Arnold one of your friends?
I told him that you had something for everyone.
Well, we do have something for everyone with insurance plans from Ohio Mutual for your home, auto, farm, or business, and more.
Well, okay, I'll tell Arnold. Put him on. City streets
all work here.
Arnold doesn't work anywhere.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Our story started 80 years ago with a series of handshakes and a belief in a hard day's work. Four generations later, those beliefs and morals still shape who we are. Our word is our bond. Our commitment is unwavering, and our family is everything. At Cooper Farms, family first isn't just a saying. It's our culture. Join our family today and apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And welcome back to the Cooper Farms Halftime Show. Chase Kaiser, Brian Patch here. Indians are, Fort Recovery Indians are down 20-21 at halftime here. In the first half, Cale Ramel led the Indians with 16 points, followed by Landon Post with 3 and Troy Holman with 1. On the Newton side, they were led by Harold Oborn with 10 points, followed by Quinn Peters with 7, Hudson Montgomery with 4. And, Brian, honestly, with the first half, not much happened, did it?
No, it did not. It was kind of a slow post. Yeah. Slow paced game a little bit. Fast as far as the action, but slow as far as, I guess, the outcomes of the action. Not a lot was happening for us. As for the longest time, it was 5-2. Actually, at the end of one quarter, it was 7-5. Newton led. In the second quarter, we did outscore Newton 15-14, but we still trailed 21-20, as you had stated. And you know, the 1-3-1's giving us all kinds of fits. You know, they're long, they're athletic. You talked about pushing in transition, and that's what you know, has given us some trouble. But also, they are double-teaming the ball, basically, really trying to cut down on our penetration in the 1-3-1. And then they're really trying to take away the high post, and they're basically daring us to shoot the ball outside. And that's really one of our weaknesses. We're not a great outside shooting team. You know, we go through spells where we are able to hit some, but not consistent. And so they're basically saying, if you're going to beat us, you're going to beat us from the outside. Unfortunately, we haven't really been consistent with that. You know, if Kel Rammel doesn't show up tonight, we're in trouble. I mean, he's got 16 of our 20 points, all but four. And so, you know, we're very fortunate he's having a great game keeping us in this thing. But otherwise, you know, our limitations are really showing against this 1-3-1, I feel. And they're doing a great job of keeping us out of the paint and attacking the basket. In JV action tonight, it was a different story as our Indians came away with a 58-31 victory. Improves our record to 12-9 on the year. At the end of one, we trailed 14-13. Second quarter, we outscored Newton 13-7 to take a 26-21 halftime lead. In the third quarter, we outscored Newton 15-4 to take a 41-25 fourth quarter lead. And then the fourth quarter, we outscored Newton again 17-6 to end up winning 58-31. Leading scorer for our Fort Recovery JV team was Mason Diller with 18 big points tonight. Briggs Overman chipped in with 14. Gavin Evers with 8. Colson Post with 6. Cooper Thompson, Alex Garkey, and Tyler Wendell all with 2 points for our 58 points and our JV team.
Yep. So as you said, it's going to be important in the second half for our the other guys other than Kale to show up and start making some shots and being an influential part of this game. So we're going to take a break and come back with a little bit of what we're looking for in the third quarter.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Wangler Ace Hardware. We have the hand-picked quality brands you can trust for just about any job, and we'll make sure to get you in and out in no time. Wangler Ace Hardware has been serving the community for more than 100 years, and we're proud to greet our neighbors every day. No matter what you're working on, stop by Wangler Ace Hardware and let us help you every step along the way. Thank you for your business. Go Indians!
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today, yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
And we're back, Chase Kaiser and Brian Patch at Pleasant Hill, as our Fort Recovery Indians are trailing the Newton Indians 21-20. Action for this coming week, we have the girls tournament game versus Coldwater Cavaliers at Lincoln View on Wednesday. You can turn into Fort Recovery Radio, and that will be simulcast with WPGW. There is no NFHS video for that. And Friday, our boys have a senior night as we host the New Bremen Cardinals in our last regular season game and home game. We will be simulcasting with WPGW. Rob and I will have that one. Obviously, you can also turn into NFHS to listen. We will honor our boys basketball and our cheerleaders on senior night. For Saturday, if the girls win, which we're assuming they're going to, they will play Lincoln View. At Lincoln View again at 6 o'clock against Delphus Jefferson. looking at the tournament draw here for boys. If we can get by New Knoxville and we take on the 3-seed, the USV Rams, at 7:30 on a Friday night, if we can get by that, we'll play possibly, I'm assuming, the Marion Local Flyers, who currently sits in first place in the MAC, and they have an all-important game this Friday night against the Delphus Blue Jays. And if they can win that, then they will outright win the MAC championship. If they lose that, then they'll tie it with the Delphus St. John Blue Jays. And depending on what happens in our game with New Bremen, it could be a three-way tie if Bremen defeats us. If we're able to defeat Bremen, then it will be a two-way if St. John's can beat Marion. So very competitive here. We got a minute to go before halftime. We'll take a break and be back.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
This is Joanne Glenser from The Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. You can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
And Newton started off the half with the ball and missed two shots, was able to get an offensive rebound put back. Increasing their lead to 3 here. Extend that 1-3-1 to right at half court. Troy Holman has the ball on the right-hand side and loses it. Peters with the ball up and in with the left-handed layup. Giving him 9 on the night, 25 for Newton. We got to start picking it up here. Turnover again on Rex Leverett. Trying to feed it inside to Kell. Montgomery with the ball. Dribbles up, hands it to Peters. Peter back to Montgomery. A little UCLA action with the back screen, coming for a ball screen. Peters, though, shoots a 3 anyway, and going to be called for a reach-in foul. So the Fort Recovery's ball on the side.
Indians not starting out well with a, 4-0 run.
Yeah, and 2 straight turnovers. Not so much the 4-0 run part, but just how they've gotten it on 2 straight turnovers. Our offense is struggling, and we can't get up shots. That makes it real tough. There's a deflected pass again right in front of Coach Leverett. You can tell he's not real happy right there with Rex. And that was one of those that was, the defender was literally standing right there.
Yeah, Newton's really, they're seeing those passes early, and yeah, not careful, we're throwing it right to him.
Absolutely. Right now, their game plan is really good. They're daring us. Daniel Patch with the 3 in and out, misses it. Landon Post with an offensive rebound, put back and in. Gets fouled as well, so Landon Post has a chance to go tack on some more points here. Giving him 5 on the night. Chance to go to the Hall Brothers free throw line. Landon dribbles 2 times, eyes and flies, and hits that one. Is money from the line right now, 4-for-4.
Indians pick up, Newton in full court press. stumble across half court.
Troy Arlanen almost got a turnover on that one. Good ball movement against the pressure. And they do get a turnover on it. Going to be four recoveries ball. Turnover by
Carson Tucker.
Yep.
Just lost control of it when he got past two.
Yeah, he actually had an open spot there in the middle of the paint, but turned it over. Troy Holman tries to split the trap and turns it over. Picked up is Montgomery. Drives to the right-hand side, throws it over. Going to be kickball there on Daniel. So it's going to be Newton's ball.
As you said, Newton's just sitting in their zone here, letting us throw around the outside. They're timing that up, so as soon as we throw it inside, they're jumping on it.
Yeah, and they know who to guard and who they don't have to guard out there. It's really making it tough because they're double-teaming Kel inside. Turn around, fadeaway shot is good for Hudson Montgomery. Giving them a 27-23 lead. Landon Post dribbling across, throws it over to Rex Leverett. Rex lets it fly, no good. Rebound by Oborn. Throws ahead to Peters. Uncontested. Little 15-foot pull-up. No good. Maybe a 10-footer, but still missed it. Troy Holman throws it over to Cal Ramos. Get past the Daniel Patch. Daniel lets that one go. And long on that one as well. Rebound for Newton. Montgomery with the ball over to Oborn. Oborn spins and drives, throws it back up to Peters, catches it in the corner. That would have been a great trap spot. We let him out. Oborn drives in, gets fouled, and around the rim and back out. We got lucky on that one, Chase.
Yeah, boys just need to settle down. We're getting too rushed, getting too frantic inside, especially in the paint there.
So, Harold Oborn. 6'6" senior. Nice looking athlete. There goes to the free throw line and around the rim. And he's averaging 15 on the season for them. He's actually their leading scorer.
Alex Goose goes in replacing Rex Leverett.
4:31 to go here in the Cal Pharmacy third quarter scoreboard. Newton is leading 28-23. Landon Post has the ball in the middle, throws it over to Troy Holman on the right-hand side. Troy's trying to split a gap over to Alex Dews, and they're going to call a foul on Aaron Culver.
Here's foul number 22, Colvin. Entering for four, recovering number 3.
Reese Guggenbiller checks in, replaces Daniel Patch. So we have Dews, Guggenbiller, Rammel, Post, and Holman on the floor. Holman over to Post. Back, skip to Reese. Reese drives in, throws it to Holman. Back over to Guggenbiller. Reese splits them, and we're going to take a full timeout, it looks like. Our Indians are trailing the Newton Indians. 28-23, 4 minutes to go exactly in the third quarter.
This is Jill Andrews of Kaut Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is American Heart Month. This month, we are offering 15% off Nordic Naturals Omega-3 Fish Oil Nutraceuticals. Numerous clinical studies have shown increasing your intake of omega-3 essential fatty acids from fish oil can enhance your overall cardiovascular function, including healthy heart rhythm, circulation, blood vessel function, and triglyceride levels. Visit our pharmacies in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bourne, or Union City, Indiana. Kaut Pharmacy, Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Welcome back. Third quarter scoreboard sponsored by Cal Pharmacy. Indians are, Fort Recovery Indians down 23-28. Boys are in timeout right now. They've had a little rough start to the third quarter, but they just need to come out, work hard, and make sure they're not giving up any easy shots or not contesting the shots on defense.
Yeah, the one thing you talked about early in the JV game they continue to do is, you know, they break. They, as soon as we shoot it, they send the guy off cherry picking, basically. And, you know, the job of that to get back is the point guard. The point guard's responsibility is you always have defensive balance. So whenever the shot goes up, our point guard, which is Troy Holman or Landon Post, one of those two have to figure out who that is. has to get back in defensive transition to stop the ball. And right now, we haven't really done a great job of that. The only way that happens is if our point guard drives in and is below the free throw line and gets into the basket on a kick or a shot, then it's usually the responsibility of someone who's not designated. And turnover on Troy right there, double dribbles right in front of the official. But it's the responsibility of then someone that they've designated to get back in transition. So
yeah, and when we do get back, not to rush it and cause a stupid foul just coming from
right,
the line.
Right. So not a good start there for after a timeout. I'm sure Coach had something drawn up, and we get a turnover. Nice little bank shot there by Hudson Montgomery, increasing that lead 30-23 now. Troy Holman has the ball on the right-hand side. Again, Newton's in a 1-3-1 extended, causing us some fits. Alex Deuce for three, no good. Going to be out of bounds on Oborn as Kel Rammel went up for a rebound and threw it actually off of a Newton player as he was trying to grab it and corral and bring it in and just lost control of the ball. So it's Fort Recovery's ball. Troy's triggering it in. Throws it in to Kel Rammel. Kel drives in, stops 15 foot, pulls it back out to Reese Guggenmiller. And we're in a trap, throws it up to Landon Post. Landon thinks about a three. Throws it over to Reese Guggenmiller, who drives in, throws it up off the glass. No good. Daniel Patch with an offensive rebound. Throws it over to Landon Post. Landon dribbles back out, hits Reese. Reese gets it into Kel Rammel, goes up off the glass and good. Giving Kel 18 on the night. Cutting into the Newton lead by five now. 30-25 Newton leads. 2:50 to go. Montgomery dribbles in and throws over to Oborn. Oborn drives in, takes it up off the glass, and lays it in. That was way too easy. Increasing the lead to seven now. And a post over to Daniel Patch. Daniel down to Troy Holman. Troy Holman drives it into a trap area. Almost got picked off, but Landon Post is able to recover it. Swings it over to Daniel Patch. Daniel drives in. Throws it over to Landon. And almost a turnover on the Indians as we were trying to force it into Kel. Landon throws it into Kel now and deflected away on Peters. We got lucky on that one because that could have been probably an offensive foul on Kel for shoving.
We've been seeing it the whole game. We can't force it into the paint there. Those guys keep jumping it.
Yeah, we're trying. You can get it in there, but we're making, as you're saying, like 35 foot passes into Kel. We're trying to, and you just can't get it in there like that.
And we're tossing them way up in the air, like they're not even hard passes.
Right, it's a lot of air underneath it. Reese Guggenmiller for three, no good. Daniel Patch is able to get it, pulls it back out to Kel Rammel, throws it up for three, good. Says Daniel Patch, 3-pointer. Kel Rammel, 21 of our 28. Troy's picking him up full court here, trying to get a turnover and get some pressure. Ooh, possibly a travel call. No call. Oborn for three. No good. Daniel Patch with the one-handed rebound. Throws it over to Troy Holman. Troy pushes it up to Landon Post in transition. Over to Reese Guggenmiller. Thinks about a three. Drives in. Throws it to Troy Holman. Over to Landon Post. Landon shoots a three. No good. Kel Rammel tracks it down. Shoots a three. No good. Oborn with a transition here at run out. Nice little Euro step, up and good off the glass, and foul on Troy Holman. Nice Euro by Oborn right there.
Troy had a nice effort run down the floor, but
you know, that's one of those old-fashioned basketball players you're saying, that's a travel. I've been hearing it for the last three or four games I've been going to with people not understanding the rules with when you pick the ball and how many steps you get and all that good stuff. Hits that free throw. Euro steps are allowed, basically trying to sidestep the defender so you don't just run into him. 35-28, Newton leads with a minute to go here. Reese Guggenmiller has the ball over to Daniel Patch. Skip pass to Landon Post. Throws it in to Troy Holman. Troy Holman kicks it back out to Landon Post. Landon drives in, stop 15-footer. Not right there. The kid just shoved Landon, and they don't call it.
Yeah.
And again, there Newton's out and pushing in transition. Good defense there by Daniel stopping that. Up to Montgomery. Coaches yell, pull it out. You got clock going here. Right now they have a 7-point lead, 40 seconds to go. Looks like they're going to take one shot. Kel picks him up, dives on the floor. And they're calling a travel call.
Late travel call. Kel's on the floor with the ball, cut his timeout from the floor, and they call it after that.
Yeah, you can dive and slide with it. You just can't roll over with the ball, which is what just happened right there by Kel. But great hustle. Love to see the hustle, though. Landon Post with deflection pass. Montgomery with the ball. Again, our Indians are trailing by 7 with 25 seconds to go. Tucker has the ball over to Montgomery. Skip pass up to Peters. Swings the ball. Nice ball movement here by Newton. Gets the ball into Oborn. No good. Cal Rimmel with the rebound. 10 seconds to go. Looking to push ahead. Throws to Troy Holman. Out to Reese Guggenbiller for three. No good. Newton with the rebound. And that's the end of the third quarter. Cal Pharmacy sees our Indians trail by 7, 35-28.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Whether it's taking your child's temperature because they're not feeling well or checking your own blood pressure, you can count on Kalp Pharmacy to help you find what you're looking for. From thermometers to automatic blood pressure monitors, Kalp Pharmacy will take the time to understand your needs and answer any questions you have. So visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, and let us help you find what you're looking for. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Fowler Mechanical, your local Bryant dealer, would like to help you keep your home comfortable all season long. So whether it's a quick fix or time for something new, Fowler Mechanical has a team of professionals that can help. They offer a full lineup of efficient, energy-saving Bryant heating and cooling system options that can help you save money in the long run. So give them a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what they can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 375-2410. Bryant, whatever it takes. Good luck, Indians.
And we're back, fourth quarter, sponsored by Fowler Mechanical. Indians are, Fort Recovery Indians are down 28-35. That third quarter is a little rough. Indians only scoring 8 to Newton's 14.
Yeah. Definitely was not very pretty of a third quarter right there. Although for Newton tonight, they did bring in a three-member Hall of Fame class for them. Chris Busio is a baseball and basketball athlete here. Made the class. He was a 1997 graduate, 2016 graduate. Brady McBride, who's a track cross-country athlete, and Madison Mullett, who's a 2016 graduate as well in basketball, softball, and cheerleading. So congratulations to those three. Will be Fort Recovery's ball to start off here as we do trail by 7. And hopefully, Chase, we can kind of rewrite the wrong here, as maybe you could say, in that quarter, because that was an ugly quarter. For the Indians, we have Holman, Leverett, Post, Ramo, and Dews on the floor. Landon thought about a three in the corner, throws over Rex Leverett, and shoots a three, and he hits it. That's a much-needed bucket for the Indians. Cutting into that lead now. It's a four-point ball game. Montgomery has the ball, drives in, looking for someone to throw it to, throws it out to Oborn, drives back in, stop, shot fake, shoots it anyway, off the shot fake, and Montgomery is able to come down with the ball. Indian fans are wanting to travel, but no call. Peters for three, no good, up over the backboard, so it's going to be Fort Recovery's ball.
Rex Leverett throwing it in to Troy Holman, bringing up the floor for the Indians.
Yeah, Newton still in that 1-3-1. Troy Holman has it on the right-hand side. Over to Kel Rammel for three. Way short for Kel. Rebound for Newton. Pushes ahead in transition. Nice pass ahead. Going to be knocked out on Kel.
They gave it to Fort Recovery, though.
They did. If the trail official saw it, he had to have seen it. I mean, every person in America here saw
Kel,
that.
Kel definitely kicked that out.
Kel kicked it out of bounds for sure. Yeah, Kel definitely kicked that out of bounds. I think he just tried to dodge it as the ball was coming at him and turned his head and didn't see who kicked it. But. So Newton's ball. Looking to trigger it inbounds, throws it over to Tucker, drives into the baseline, picks up his dribble up to Oborn. He shoots a three. No good. Rebound Troy Holman. Troy looking to push in transition. Throws it over to Landon Post on the left-hand side, pushes ahead to Alex Dews. Alex drives baseline, throws up a shot. No good. Gets called for the foul. is going to be Max Newhouse. So Alex Dew is going to the free throw line. He's trying to cut into the four-point lead right now currently that Newton has. Alex dribbles a couple times and misses it on the Hall Brothers free throw line. 6:47 to go here in the Fall of Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. Alex lets that one go and does hit that one, splitting the pair. 35-32, need a stop right here for our Fort Recovery Indians. Montgomery brings it across. Good pressure by Landon right there. Gets a ball screen from Oborn up top. Hand off to Peters. Peters drives in, pivots, and throws back to Oborn up top. Oborn drives in there. Picks up his dribble. Gets it knocked away. Montgomery skip pass to Peters. Peters stops. Still 15-foot pull-up. No good. Oborn with the rebound. Picks it up. Misses the shot. Rex Leverett with the rebound. Rex dribbles out and throws over to Kel Rammel. That was a big possession right there. Rex Leverett in three. Good. Tying the ball game for the Indians right there. Nice trail three by Rex Leverett. Landon Post tries to get a pick. They're going to call a reach-in foul on Landon. 5:51 to go. That's Landon's third foul, 35-35. Looks like Newton is going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll take one with him and be right back.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has closing gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that too. What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
High ball game right here. Our Fort Recovery Indians have fought their way back on a couple threes here by Rex Leverett to tie the ball game. 5:40 to go here in the Fall of Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. Oborn has the ball on the 15-foot right wing, goes up and shoots it, misses it, gets his own rebound. We got a good trap on him right there in the corner, and they're going to be calling a foul on Alex Dews. That's one of those ticky-tack fouls. It'll be his first and the Indians' fourth. All the stuff they let go in the game, and then they recall that. Be Newton's ball triggers into Montgomery on the right-hand side. Thinks about a three. Throws it to an unguarded Newhouse inside. Takes it up and finishes it. Foul on Kel Rammel. Not sure how we miss the biggest guy on the floor currently right now, and we don't guard him, but we left him wide open underneath the basket.
Sends him to the line shooting one.
Misses that one. Landon Post has the ball on the left-hand side, throws it over to Rex Leverett, and he shoots a three. Rex is filling it right now. That's three in a row for Rex. Giving the Indians a 38-37 lead. Reese Guggenmiller checks in to replace Troy Holman on that dead ball. Now we got to get a stop right here. Right at 5 minutes to go, Fort Recovery is leading by one over Newton. Montgomery has the ball on the right-hand side. Trying to hit two of their leading scorers, either Quinn Peters or Harold Oborn. Peters has the ball on the left-hand side, over to Oborn. High-low pass into Newhouse, back out to Tucker. Tucker drives over to Oborn. Again, Indians are leading right now, 38-37. Oborn hands off to Montgomery, up to Tucker. Little weave up top with those two. He drives in, shot fakes, throws it up, no good, off the glass. Rex Leverett with the rebound. Goes over to Kel Rammel. Kel dribbles over on the right-hand side, looks to split the pair, throws over to Landon Post for three. No good. That's one of those I would like to see Landon make that extra pass to Rex up top on a one more pass. Rex was 3 for 3 in our last three possessions for threes. If he could have made one more extra pass, Rex was wide open up top. So foul on Alex, giving him his second quick foul. Troy checks in and replaces Reese. Indians are picking up full court man-to-man. Newton's able to break that pretty easy. Montgomery dribbles down on the right-hand side. Dribbles back out to half court. Counts now on over to Peters, or to Tucker, I should say. Up to Peters now. Montgomery shot fakes, throws over to Newhouse. Kicks back out to Tucker for three. No good. Rebound, Landon Post.
Coach Leverett's telling him to slow down.
Yeah. Running out to half court and throwing up the stop sign. Rex Leverett with that three. Coach, not happy, but my goodness, that's a heat check right there, and I give it to him. Misses the layup is Oborn in transition. I mean, Rex is just buried, not having hit the rim on three straight shots. Unguarded. I'd shoot it too, Rex. Now we throw it inside to Kel Rammel on a lob pass. Get it over to Troy Holman, back up to Landon. Get it into Kel. Finish that, Kel. Oh, they're calling a knock away. Loose ball, now foul on us. Oh, my goodness. That's one that Kel probably got fouled on, but they don't call it. So now Newton's going to be walking down to the free throw line to shoot some free throws here. Who was that foul on, Chase? Did you see?
I believe they called it on Rex. Possibly.
All right, if so, that's Rex's third. Reese is checking in, replacing Troy. So we got Dews, Leverett, Rammel, Guggenbiller, and Post on the floor. 3:02 to go in the Fallen Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. And a line drive hits the back of the rim and falls in for Carson Tucker to tie it up now at 38-38, and that's his first points of the night. And he hits the second one. And in is Aaron Colvin to replace him. Indians are walking it across here with a looking at a one-point trailing by one. Unguarded, Alex Dews gets the ball inside and gets blocked from behind is Oborn. Will be Fort Recovery's ball. Alex, I think, thought he was wide open and went up to lay it off the glass and gets it tossed.
And he was open.
If he takes it up right away. Rex Leverett goes up for a shot and gets hammered by Hudson Montgomery. So Rex will have a chance to go tack on to, hopefully, or cut it, and I should say, to the lead here, one-point deficit. Hopefully tack on a lead for us. Heading back the other way. Rex dribbles twice and in and out. That's about the only thing he's missed tonight for Rex here in this quarter anyway, I should say. As he's hit three straight threes, four is coming down before he missed the last one, I guess. Missed that one. Alex Dews gets it. Rex, a heat check, misses it. And Kel Rammel tips it back out. Rex goes on the ground. And Coach Leverett hurry him calls a timeout. So it's going to be Indians ball. 2:36 to go in the Fallen Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. Indians are trailing 39-38.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. That's not what happens at Ace. Wengler Ace Hardware has an exclusive lineup of premium brands plus premium service from the people who know you best. We'll make sure you get the right grill, whether it's gas, wood pellet, or a flat top griddle. And better yet, we'll assemble and deliver it right to your patio. Don't forget, your newest grill is never far away, and neither is our help. That's why grilling starts at Ace. Stop by Wengler Ace Hardware in Fort Recovery, your grilling destination.
Welcome back to the fourth quarter scoreboard, sponsored by Fowler Mechanical. Indians are taken out. Rex Leverett turned into landing post start off after the timeout here in the fourth quarter.
Big possession right here for the Indians. Cal Ramel has the ball at the three-point line, turns around, tries to drive in, throws out to Reese. Reese dribbles back up to the volleyball line. Back to Rex Leverett. Throws it in there to Cal Ramel, gets it knocked away. Cal does pick it back up, goes up and gets it blocked. And Noon throws ahead. No one back in transition, and Peters goes up and lays it in. Again, we got to do a better job of that with our point guard getting back in transition. And they've had it all night, and we have not made an adjustment yet. Rex Leverett has the ball against the trap. They're coming out on him hard. Rex skips it across the landing. Lob pass inside to Kel Ram. We just got undercutted, yep. He goes up and catches the ball. You got to let him land. The shorter Montgomery really had no place to go on that one. Not that he tried it, but Kel jumped and he came down and came down on him. So
17 foul, yep, for Newton. Put Kel 1-1 free throw line.
No dribbles for Kel, and hard off the back of the rim. It's going to be out of bounds on Newton. It will be Fort Recovery ball. Newton does lead right now 41-38.
Troy Holman checks in for Reese Guggenbiller. Now he's going to take the ball out of bounds here.
Got a shoe tie here for Newton. Loop, swoop, and pull. Troy triggers it in, gets it to Rex, and knocked out of bounds by Colvin. So it's going to be Fort Recovery ball still. Again, minute 54 to go. Indians are trailing by 3, 41-38. Get it into Cal Ramel up at the top. Cal dribbles in a couple dribbles, throws it over to Rex Leverett, and gets blocked from behind, but they're going to call foul on Oborn. So Rex will have a chance to go cut into this lead with a minute 47 here to go. Hopefully the Hall brothers free throw line will be good to us here. Rex eyes and flies and cashes in on that one, giving him 10 on the night. And the second one is up and good, giving him 11. 41-40, minute 45 to go. Big possession right here for both Indians on offense and defense. Newhouse has the ball, the high post, throws it over to Colvin. Right now they got two guys on the floor that are really non-scoring threats for the Indians, or for the Newton Indians, I should say. We got to make sure we know where the other guys are at. That's one of them right there. Peters drives in and gets it to Kittis off the glass, and the foul. Troy Holman with the foul. Pushing the lead up to 3 for Newton. Chance to tack on to one more here. As Quinn Peters, their second leading scorer with 14 a game, steps through the free throw line. The minute 22 to go. And rattles around the rim on that one. Our Fort Recovery Indians need some buckets in a hurry here. We trail by 4. Kel splits the defense, and they're going to call hand check. Great call. Unfortunately, we've had 3.5 quarters of the same action they haven't called of that same play right there. Kel will have a chance to go cut into this lead. Coach is going to take a full timeout. We'll take one with him. We'll be back for Recovery Indians Trail, 44-40.
Hello, this is Joanne Glensert from the Tin Cupboard. Have you tried our weekly take and bakes? All you have to do is take them out of the refrigerator and bake them, and you will have a delicious meal for your family without all the work. Every Thursday, we will have a different meal available, like chicken enchiladas, chicken pot pie, baked spaghetti, breakfast casserole, or even some authentic ethnic dishes, like my mom's famous homemade egg rolls. We also have salads, breadsticks, and assorted desserts available to go along with our take and bakes. Add on as many as you would like. Be sure to pre-order yours by Wednesday of that week so we know how many to make. you can call us at 375-3034, message us on Facebook, or text me at 419-852-6233. Stock up on your favorites and put them in the freezer, or you can bake them right away. You can save them for a weekend get-together with friends. It's good to always be prepared and have one in your freezer so you will always have a quick dish to drop off to a friend or neighbor. Tin Cupboard Take and Bakes, quickly becoming everyone's new go-to meal.
So Kel Rimmel has the 1-1 and hits that one. As you can hear our fans yelling at break here, their coach called a timeout and our fans felt Kel had the ball in his hands on the free throw line and does hit the second one as well, giving him 23 on the night, 44-42. And technically, if Kel had the ball in his hands, you couldn't call a timeout since we had possession, even if it's on a free throw. But they're saying that they called the timeout before they threw it to him. So anyway, Kel hits both, so no harm done for our Indians. Right now, Newton's being pretty patient on the offensive end, and Troy Holman's going to get called for a slapping foul right in front of the official as he hits Quinn Peters in the jaw, accidentally swiping at the ball. 58.3 clicks to go. The Fallen Mechanical fourth quarter scoreboard. Reese Guggenbill checks in and replaces Troy Holman. It's 44-42. Newton leads with a chance with 1-1 right here. Both teams are 9 team fouls. Rattles around the rim. No good. As good a scorer as what he is, he struggles at the free throw line. That's someone we might want to keep an eye on to foul later on. Rex Leverett thought about a trail three right there on the right-hand side. Cal Rimmel has the ball. Knocked away. Throws up to Landon Post. Back to Cal Rimmel on contested three. Yes! Good! Indians are going to take a full timeout as our foot recovery. Indians now lead with 36.4 seconds. 54-44. We'll be back.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
And welcome back to the fourth quarter of Fuller Mechanical Scoreboard. Indians are just got up by 1 point after Kale's three-point basket before the break. And now we're down to crunch time for both teams. The more disciplined team is probably going to come out with the win tonight.
Yeah, with I think they have a timeout clock running up there now, so time's not up. I think it's like, what, 36.4 seconds or something like that to go? And our Indians are right now leading by one. So if you're Newton, you're looking to score early. If you can, that way if you do miss, you can then prolong the game by trying to foul our Fort Recovery Indians. And if you hit it, then that's going to give us a chance to come down and take the last second shot if we would like, or quickly attack and see what we can do from there. But right now, it's a big stop for us. You have Peters with 14. You have Oburn with 16. And you have Montgomery with 10. And Indians, Cal Rimmel's knocking the ball away on the inbounds pass. Right now, we got to play keep away. Let Landon Post has the ball, or Cal Rimmel, who's been hot from the free throw line. They're going to call foul on Oburn. Well, we got exactly what we wanted, which is a turnover. Cal Rimmel has the chance to come up as a senior right now with 26 big points on the night.
Yep, we put two guys on Peters down here on the floor, and Newton came running down the field and just didn't get set up, and Cal got the steal.
Yep. Kel hits that one, giving him 27 on the night. Need this one right here, so that way we know a three can't beat us, and Kel hits that one.
Big 28,
yep. Indians are Fort Recovery Indians now, lead by three, 47-44. And they're going to take a full timeout with 20.4 clicks to go on the clock. Let's take a timeout with them. We'll be right back.
Farmers understand the risks of farm life
And at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget too. And if you have a claim, we'll be here for you too. Step inside the fort and let Fort Recovery Insurance Agency protect you too. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Tradition and family values are what shape who we are and what we do at Cooper Farms.
Seeing how proud the owners were of getting involved with the company, not just the third and the fourth generation, but even meeting some of the fifth generations, their involvement in the company is very spectacular.
The owners are available. They're just around. You see them. It's a small company feel in a big global company.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
And we're back. Our Fort Recovery Indians are leading 47-44 as a high action, high intensity here fourth quarter as our Fort Recovery Indians have put up 19 points this quarter. We've had a burst of scoring, a lot of action here. It's been pretty intense, and we've done a good job. And right now we have a three-point lead with 20 seconds to go. Newton has ball over to Oborn. Hand off to Montgomery. Back to Peters in the corner for three. No good. Montgomery has the ball. Kick out. Laying a post with the steal. 4 seconds. They now call the foul with 3.3 seconds to go. I do believe our Fort Recovery Indians are going to steal victory here on the road. As our best free throw shooter, Landon Post, comes up to the free throw line with two shots. All he has to do is hit one, and this game is over.
That was a big steal by Landon Post down there.
Yep. And right now they're going to take a 30-second timeout. Let's just stay here, Chase, since we just came back. Our Indians have been trailing pretty much the whole entire night. At the end of one quarter, we trailed 7-5 at halftime. We trailed 21-20 at the third quarter. Going into the fourth quarter, at the end of the third, we trailed 35-28. Right now, we have a three-point lead. And really, up until about the last, 3 minutes to go, we have not looked good at all.
Yeah, as you said, we've been down the whole game, and ultimately it's from us not being able to get them in transition. They're running down the floor, and they're just getting those easy points.
And the other thing is, right now, our offense, it helped. Rex Leverett went on a little scoring spurt, hit three straight threes. He really had most of our scoring. And then at the beginning part of the fourth quarter, and then Kel Rammel stepped it up here in the last, being that senior for us. He's got 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. He's got 12 points this half alone. So, and a lot of those have came here in the fourth quarter. So, Landon dribbles two times and misses that one. Still big hit right here. Landon Post, his first miss of the night. If he can hit this one, this thing's over. If he doesn't, you got a full court heave with 3.3 seconds to go. Hits that one. Going to be ball game. Fort Recovery Indians are going to walk away with a 48-44 victory here at Pleasant Hill. Big victory for our Fort Recovery Indians. Come from behind victory that we desperately needed going into tournament time, hopefully giving us a confidence boost here. Again, Indians win 48-44. We'll be back.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004. So give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians!
The big game is coming up, and America Lanes has a great special for you. From 4 to 7 this Sunday, you can get one of their large 15-inch pizzas with two toppings, two orders of breadsticks and 15 of their famous breaded wing zings for just $35. Be sure to call ahead at 375-4274 to place your order. Maybe even call a day or so ahead of time to reserve your pickup time. No substitutions are available. Don't miss this great special for the big game on Sunday night. A large 15-inch pizza with two toppings, two orders of breadsticks, and 15 of their famous breaded wing zings for only $35. Be sure to call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 well ahead of time to get this great big game special.
And welcome back to the Miracle Lanes post-game show, where our Indians were able to be victorious tonight, 48-44 over the Newton Indians. Big fourth quarter for the Indians as they were able to go on a 20-9 scoring over Newton tonight. Coach Leverett's working his way towards us, it looks like.
Trying to fight through the crowd here. Get him untangled. You worked way too hard for that one. Jeez, I'm beats. Hey, you're going to get a heart attack. You keep that up. Well, Coach, that was a little intense game.
Yeah, from the get-go, you know, they throw that freaking 1-3-1 at us that we've seen about one time on all their film. Coach Hubbard had a book for us.
And that's
a
shocker.
And he had on the one-page defense, 1-3-1, question mark, saw it once. So, you know, not that we haven't seen it all year, but, you know, yeah, it got the pace of the game that they wanted, and it took us a little while to get going. We finally got some action with Kale flashing to that high post area a little bit, and then, you know, kids hit some shots finally. Rex hit a couple big ones, Posty hit some, so, you know, and that's what we were telling them. At some point, Kale can't just do it all for us, you know, and last night, you know, kids stepped up, and in the games earlier, we're starting to see that, but good Lord, Patchy, it took us 2.5 quarters until somebody finally stepped up and hit a shot for us besides Kale.
Well, he had, I think, 16 at half, ends up with 28. But, you know, I think the key was, too, late in the second quarter, we struggled to score, obviously. You know, Kale had all of our points for the longest time.
Right.
But Rex hits three threes, almost, on, I think, on four trips for us. Hits three threes to get us kind of going a little bit. A
little momentum.
And a little momentum. You know, two of those were on trail threes coming down, you know.
Right. You've coached enough. That's a pretty good shot anymore for
kids. Absolutely. It's uncontested. And, you know, he started feeling it. And the funny part, Bubba looks over at me. He shoots the next one. You kind of yelled at him because it was a little step further.
A little deep. He can't
but
shoot.
That's
he doesn't
a heat
have
check.
My range.
That's
he
a heat check, though. Range. You got to give it to him. That's a heat check.
No, I wasn't mad at that shot because it was online. It was just a little short. So, hey, we'll take it. We knew that it was going. It's a Saturday night down here. You know, they got some dudes that can play.
Yeah.
So we will take it. Win 13. You know, we went into these last four games saying, hey, let's get the 14 wins on the year. And we're one win away from getting that. You know, we really haven't set a whole lot of goals this year. But here in the second half of the season, we started to set those goals. And hopefully we can – and New Bremen is hot right now. But it's home. It's senior night. We're going to throw some stuff at them, hopefully that they haven't seen us do. And we'll see what happens.
What do you think this does for our confidence tonight, getting this come from behind win like this?
I think it's like similar to early in the season where we came and beat Jay County. We battled a Bradford team on one out on the last second shot. You know, that we had like probably four out of those when we went 8-1. We probably had four of those games where they were kind of comeback wins. So, you know, that got us going to, you know, play pretty well for that stretch. So hopefully this says something.
Yeah, I mean, it was a fun game to call. I mean, maybe not fun early on when we weren't scoring.
Oh, it was ugly. Oh, my goodness.
But it was fun watching our kids battle back and be able to make some plays, and hopefully we can build on this going into the tournament.
Absolutely, I agree. Nope, that's the goal, you know.
Awesome. Well, we got senior night next Friday night, and so you want to talk real quick about your three seniors?
Oh, I can't say enough about them. I mean, I love them to death. Couldn't ask for three better ones, you know. Like I told, I felt for Daniel tonight because he was off a little bit. You know, he had that air ball, and that was tough on him. He's a guy that he understands the game. He's the son of a coach, so he's smart enough to know when he's going to play and when he's going to be able to contribute and that stuff. So I'm not worried about him. He's going to have a great weekend next weekend. Landon and Kale are just, you know, they They're gritty. They refuse to lose. So with those three meshing together, man, I can't ask for a better senior group. I've given them a lot of say in what we do as a program, and everything that they come back with is spot on, you know. Last night, hey, you guys want to shoot around tomorrow at 8:30 or want to do it before we get on the bus? 8:30, coach, let's do it, you know. So they understand the importance of getting out of bed and getting a stretch in and getting some shots up on game day. So I love them to death. I don't want this to end. I want to make a run here. So.
Well, no one says it has to.
It's not going to. We're going to keep it going.
All right. Well, you know, hopefully everyone comes out next Friday night at the Fort side and checks out our Indians before we go into tournament. It's our last regular season game and senior night.
State 99 team's going to be recognized, too, at halftime of the varsity game also. So, yeah, get out and let's pack it. We got a really good New Bremen team coming in. We'll see what we can do. That'll get us ready for tournament.
Awesome. Well, we got some good things rolling right now for the boys team in the tournament time, so come out and support them. And thanks for stopping by, Coach. Good win. All right. Well, we'll get ready to wrap it up here real quick, going through some scores. Into the first quarter, we trailed 14-13 after one. Second quarter, we outscored. I should say, take that back, that's for JV. We outscored the Newton team 13-7. Third quarter, we outscored Newton 15-4. In the fourth quarter, we outscored Newton 17-6, and our JV wins 58-31. And in our varsity game, we trail at the end of one, 7-5. We outscore Newton 15-14. Still trail by one at halftime, 21-20. And the third quarter was not very good to our Fort Recovery Indians as we trailed 35-28, getting outscored 14-8. And the fourth quarter, it was great for our Fort Recovery Indians as we outscored Newton 20-9 to end up pulling away 48-44. Again, Kel Rammel had a big night tonight with 28 big points. Rex Leverett chipped in with three threes late in the fourth quarter to put us him at 11. Troy Holman added two. Alex Dews, one. Landon Post with seven. Reese Guggenbiller, Riggs Toby, and Daniel Patch also action and did not score. So that improves our record to 13-8 on the year. And Chase Kaiser is going to wrap it up. Thanks for doing the game with me tonight, Chase. And hopefully everyone appreciated listening. And from Pleasant Hill, have a good evening. And Chase will wrap it up.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experience changed within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
A lot of land comes with a lot of work. The Kubota MX Series has a lot to offer. Part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup, rated number one for reliability, they feature the versatility to mow, move hay bales, grade roads, and clear brush and snow. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
I'm Harold Feely, owner of Hastings Auto Sales in Fort Recovery. With the colder weather here, don't forget to have your car winterized. This includes testing your battery, checking all fluid levels, and testing your coolant. We will check your brakes, tires, belts, wipers, hoses, and all lights for your worry-free winter travel. Give Hastings Auto Sales a call at 419-375-4617 for all your automotive needs.
Big game is coming up, and America Lanes has a great special for you. From 4 to 7 this Sunday, you can get one of their large 15-inch pizzas with two toppings, two orders of breadsticks, and 15 of their famous breaded wing zings for just $35. Be sure to call ahead at 375-4274 to place your order. Maybe even call a day or so ahead of time to reserve your pickup time. No substitutions are available. Don't miss this great special for the big game on Sunday night. A large 15-inch pizza with two toppings, two orders of breadsticks, and 15 of their famous breaded wing zings for only $35. Be sure to call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 well ahead of time to get this great big game special.
And welcome back to the Miracle Lanes post-game show. This is Chase Kaiser. I'd like to thank Brian Patch for joining me tonight, as our Indians won 48-44 over the Newton Indians. Struggled a little early, but came to halftime at down 1-20-21. But ultimately, with a big fourth quarter, we were able to become victorious 48-44 at Pleasant Hill. In JV action earlier, the boys won 58-31. So two-win night for us tonight. That puts our varsity boys at 13-8 on the year. Upcoming games this week. Next week, Wednesday, girls tournament game versus Coldwater at Lincoln View will be at 6 p.m. It'll be a simulcast of WPGW. There will be no NFHS video available. On next Friday, the boys will host New Bremen for their final regular season game. That'll be a simulcast of WPGW with audio also available on NFHS video, along with the NFHS video. The boys basketball and cheer will have their senior night that night. So come back to the Fort Sightfield House for the last home boys game this year. And on Saturday, if and when the girls win on Wednesday, they'll play Delphus Jefferson at Lincoln View at 6 p.m. Ultimately, it was a great night overall, very exciting towards the end. And we'd like to thank Ryan Feely, along with the athletic director here at Newton, along with all the administration, for allowing us to come. And hope that you enjoyed listening, and hope to see you back next week, Wednesday, for the girls' game, and at Fort Recovery for the boys' game on next Friday against New Bremen. Thank you for listening. This is Fort Recovery Radio.
Thanks for listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.